You guys know Sierra got married last year. It's a lot of work.
Oh boy, was it.
It's a lot to do. And one thing that really helped her figure out what to do first, where to access certain resources, how to get people to know where they were supposed to go for a wedding, Zola.
With Zola, you can discover venues and find vendors easily. You can message and book vendors right on their website. And truly, when I say that that was the first part that we had to do and also one of the most intimidating and hardest, it's so nice to just have them all listed right there and be able to talk to them right there and then.
They also have free planning tools, which is really helpful because you don't know what you don't know. And if when you go to Zola, you have a guest list manager, wedding website templates, a budgeting tool, because dang, can a wedding get out of hand real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It could all eliminate so much stress and you'll save so much time, all because it's like a one-stop shop.
That's so true. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable.
There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch.
Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent. Oh my God, wait.
Oh, dude.
I gotta unsqueeze these.
Dude, when I was being threatened by my asshole the other day, I pooped at Alex's house.
Mm-hmm.
Then we were gonna go get Ollie. I had to stop at my dad's work, the cemetery.
Yeah.
I was like, I called him. I go, is your office open? Can I poop in it?
I sure hope so, because the other option's not good.
Not good. And Alex's house to the cemetery? Mm-hmm. Not that far.
No.
Not that far at all. Mm-hmm. And so I liquid shitted there, and then I liquid shitted at the cemetery, and then I found Tums in my car.
Oh, hell yeah.
And so that whole time, not only was it unbuttoned, unzipped.
Yeah.
I was banking on old thickums to keep my jeans up.
Well, there's so much that I have to tell you. So, and it goes with that.
Okay.
But we'll just...
What's up, everyone?
Hello. I didn't want you to feel left out of the conversation, but let me just tell you that I unlocked...
How's your asshole? Leave it in the comments below.
I unlocked a brand new fear. Okay. And not a new fear. Something that I guess I never thought was going to be something I'd have to tackle.
Okay.
With my asshole. But
tackle my asshole.
Here's what happened is I realized that I had to shit and it was coming like right now.
Uh-huh.
As I was, this might be a niche reference, and so I'm sorry, but you will get
it. I'm sorry. I can't stop saying this in my head. Tackle my asshole is giving Lego my ego and like, sorry, go on.
Don't get that out while you can. I was locked into the Peloton.
Locked in?
Oh, no. Oh, no. If you don't have a Peloton, this isn't an ad, I swear, although I really do like, I love the Peloton. But
if anything, that's an anti-ad.
I would say, so here's the deal. Because of the way that you can get going on the bike, you have special shoes you have to get with the Peloton that lock you into the bike so you don't like hurt yourself.
Yep.
And I was locked in. I wasn't even starting my workout yet, but I was like at the point where I was like, oh, I have to start. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, I'm going to shit right now. And I'm like trying to fucking kick myself off the bike.
Yeah, because you have to break your own ankle to get out of
it. You do. You have to kick so aggressively. And I was like, the harder I kick, the more my sphincter was really about to let loose. And then finally I was like, I'm just going to have to leave these bitches in there.
Take your shoes off.
Yeah. I just abandoned my shoes. Except for the one shoe did come off, so the other shoe didn't. So then I was walking like a horse. I sounded like a horse to the bathroom running. And then I called Corey and I was like, guess what the fuck just happened to me?
I'm never getting on that bike ever again. Sell it.
Absolutely wild. No, I've been really into the Peloton. I'll tell you why. I've been following someone on TikTok.
Okay.
And their name's Hope, and I don't actually know what their handle is, and I'm sorry, but
Just type in Hope Peloton.
No, it's Hope Cozy Cardio. Because she does a cozy cardio thing where, like, in the morning she gets up, she gets her water, she drinks it, she makes, like, a protein coffee thing. Okay. And then she, like, dims all the lights. She puts on, like, a diffuser mist, her favorite show, like a movie. Uh-huh. And then all these lighted candles and, like, just makes it a really cozy. And then just does, like, light. I mean, it's cardio for 30 minutes.
Is she, like, going side to side, like, real soft on that bike? Because it sounds hot.
Well, she does a treadmill while she's doing it. I love doing a treadmill. Peloton, but that's what I'm saying. You could really modify cozy cardio. So that's why I kind of tried to. I want to, like,
dude, if you have not TM'd that, cozy cardio is genius.
I think she might. There's a whole scandal about it because she was on the Today Show or Good Morning America, one of those two, and they interviewed her for it, but then, like, gave the credit to another person and, like, it talked to that. It's a whole thing. Wow. It's cozy cardio. That's actually how I found her, because of the
scandal.
Yes. The scandal broke. Interesting. And then I went and looked at it and I was like, this is actually fucking awesome. I'm sorry about that scandal that's happening, but you are changing my life. And now, because of this scandal, she's got like over 1 million followers.
That's amazing. So
I'm
like,
it worked a little bit in her favor, I'm not going to lie.
Can I tell you, know how when you get on TikTok, I don't get on TikTok much anymore.
I love TikTok.
I've been kind of scared of it lately, but.
Understandable.
Because. I got on TikTok and immediately in the suggested things was like, is Jerry from Ladies and Tangents okay? and there were other ones being searched.
She sent them to me.
If you can imagine.
Like, that's fucking wild. I read yours to Corey and then mine to Corey that you sent me, and he was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you wanted to go, you can go and look. Just type in Jerry Ladies and Tangents or something, or Sierra Ladies and Tangents, and it'll auto fill in what other people have searched.
Very different.
Very different. But then I was nervous. I clicked on all of them because I'm like, well, yes, because I'm like, is there something to find?
Yeah.
Are people making videos about my situation right now? Turns out no, and that's not an invitation to do so.
Don't
either.
Do it. Don't do that right now.
Please don't do that. Unless you're gonna do like a thirst trap edit of me or something, then I guess like go off.
When I tell you that I fantasized about my own thirst trap in the car the other day because I was like, what would they do for me? I wonder. Right? I think I'm too goofy to have a thirst trap.
I mean, if I think anything, someone would try to like slow mo. Something that I've done,
maybe not definitely not the
definitely the but I'm talking like when I'm drunk with my mullet and I'm just like eating pizza, like, so okay, someone please make a thirst trap edit of me just being absolutely unhinged. That
we
made
you.
Yeah, that sounds one. Incredible.
I think though a lot of us on video has been me very pregnant. Yeah. But that's some people's thing. I don't know.
It is.
Sorry. Speaking of the, have you seen JoJo Siwa's music video?
No, but I've seen people doing her choreography. And they're like, the choreography's not bad, but JoJo is going crazy. Hey, you go hard.
I love it.
Is she 6'6" or something? She's so tall.
No.
I think that JoJo Siwa, I'm so sorry if you listen. This is all just silly, goofy times. This is fun and games. But I will say, I always say the tallest person in the room is in charge, except for if you're the tallest person. I just can't make you in charge. And I think it's because you're too fun.
You're having too much of a good time.
You're too silly to be in charge.
Okay, we're silly.
You're being silly.
And I'm here for that energy.
I am. But you can't be in charge.
But you're not in charge. I'll tell you that. I'm not going to call you mom.
Okay. Well, you can't unless it's a day that ends in Y.
Mom.
Mommy. Mommy JoJo.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait. There's another thing, too.
She's of age.
Well, right? I don't know.
I don't know.
Because I did just watch a video where she was dry humping someone on the beach for like... 4 minutes.
4 minutes?
You gotta watch that video.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, it's JoJo.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness. Another thing I've been watching on TikTok that I think you need to know is it's called Nate the Hoof Guy.
I like like you telling me internet things. Didn't we do this one time?
Yeah, for Patreon. We should do it as a regular episode.
Yeah. So you tell me internet stuff and I tell you like reality TV stuff.
We have to because I'm chronically online and you're chronically watching reality TV.
Yeah. I just talked to you about The Mole a little bit ago.
I love it.
I'm rewatching it.
Nate the Hoof Guy. I don't even know how I got on his...
On Hoof Talk?
On Hoof Talk. But he just, like, takes cattle. He, like, well, there's stuff that gets into cattle, cows, hooves.
Yep.
And he has to, like, scrape it out and then, like...
He does it hot.
Oh, my God. No, he's not hot. He's not. Okay. You don't ever see his face. Although he does narrate it. And he's like, hello and welcome back. I'm Nate the Hoof Guy. Like, it's very, like, a true crime show that he's about to introduce.
Is his voice that high?
No. Hello and welcome back. I'm Nate the Hoof Guy.
Listen.
Something like that.
I have a thing with voices
right
now.
He's got a really good voice. Really good voice.
And you know what? You know what, my nail girl? I'm sorry. Tell me about your hooves.
Oh, that's it. It's giving like carpet scrubbing.
Oh, it's okay.
Pimple popping. It's very relaxing. So if you're looking to relax and do cozy cardio, watch hoof videos as well.
Watch
Nate
hoof
the Hoof
talk.
Guy.
That's kind of,
cozy
I guess,
cardio.
Hoofing kind of transitions into what I was going to tell you. Well, my nail girl, first of all, shout out Kinsey.
Oh, she did a great job.
I freaking love her.
Really pretty.
She's just so darling mm-hmm. and so cute. And I am going to shout her out.
Do it.
Fuck it.
I think I shout my nail girl out all the time. I have sister nail girls.
Sister nails.
Because I have my regular nail girl. She's on maternity leave because she had a baby. And so her sister now is doing mine. And it's wonderful. Both of them incredible people.
I do love your nail people. I just looked up her Instagram is Kinsey's Nailing It. I'll post something and tag her.
Oh yeah.
Because we matched my phone to my nails and she posted me holding my phone with my nails.
Oh my God, I love that. That's so cute.
But she and I are very different people in the sense that like she listens to country music and
sure.
I don't.
Sure.
And so now...
Oh, is this how we got from Hoof Talk to here?
Yes.
I get it now.
I was talking about how I want cows.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, let me get this straight. You were wearing a John Deere sweatshirt and you want cows and you don't like country music?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, okay, all right. I'm going to convince you. I'm going to convince you to come over to the dark side. You and like, I'm like...
Well, I like Cowboy Carter. So.
But I do love Cowboy Carter.
It's fucking incredible.
This, if any time for me to jump on that train, it's right now.
Yeah.
But also, I didn't want to love low country sounding voices.
Oh. Lock the door and turn. If you don't listen... That's what
because
makes
they're
me
also
feral.
So polite.
Oh my God.
They're also so fucking polite.
Oh
and
my
so
God.
When they say, you're so welcome. It's...
Just so that you
get out.
Hey, giddy up.
Giddy on. Okay.
Dude, that song.
Maybe lock them doors and
that song
unlocked
something in me where I was like, I think that
I'm entering my country era.
Country.
Yes.
I did show Corey Cowboy Carter. And he was like listening. The first like two or three, he gives me nothing. And I'm like, okay, I'm showing him like the bangers we listen to. And then like he shuts it off and he goes, this is fucking incredible. And he goes, you want to go inside and get the speaker and listen to this? And I was like, on repeat? Yes, the fuck I do. Yes, I do.
I was listening to, I was showing Alex and they were like, this is great. It's not country, but it's great. And I was like, you're fucking wrong.
You're fucking wrong.
You're wrong. And you're honestly ignorant.
Yeah, you are. Well,
so
the truth.
Figure it out.
So
okay.
Figure it out.
Shut up. Beyonce says it's country. It's country.
Well, it goes back to its roots. Country
yes.
roots, which
yes.
guess what?
Guess what?
Guess what, baby? Country roots does not come from white people. And that's what I'll tell you right now.
Not a goddamn thing comes from white people.
No. So that's where that originates from. And you can really hear it because mm-hmm. there's also like a like gospel,
yes.
folksy
yes.
element to it. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love that album. It's really good. Also, another thing that Corey and I have been doing before we get into dreams, because I think this has had an effect on my dreams.
Mm.
I watched Love is Blind with Corey, the rest of it, because you made me start.
Yes.
First of all, I can tell. Here's the thing. I cried at both the weddings.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. Scratch that, because I don't want to give this away to people.
No, spoiler alert, but at the same time, it's been out for how fucking long?
Okay. I cried at the weddings.
Okay.
You can scratch that if you want to. Jerry edits, so if you're mad, be mad.
Yeah, no, sometimes she tells me to take stuff out and I don't.
I know.
And other times you tell me to take stuff out and I take some of it out, but people don't know how much I've taken out. And that's funny to me.
So I cried at the weddings, and then I cried at another part of it, which is like, this is what
I know
I was
exactly what part you're talking about. And it's the
parents.
Yes.
Yes. The conversation at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Woof. So that
part of
really
me wonders
got me.
If that was real or if it was scripted, because if it was scripted, give them Oscars.
Truly, truly. No, it felt very real.
Yes.
And
but also what an incredibly like vulnerable conversation to have on camera.
Incredible. Absolutely insane. And then, by the way, the next day I did start my period, so I understood why I cried so much at the end of that. But yeah. I ended up watching all of that besides the pods part. Here's the thing with Corey is he was like, this show is silly. You're silly for this. This is ridiculous. Third episode in, he's like, who are these people? What's going on? Uh-huh. I was sitting. And then he's like, do not watch this without me by like the fifth episode. So yep. I was like, okay, we're fully invested in this together. But it was really cool because moments like that ended up like we had really good heart to heart talks about it. And then I didn't let him watch the reunion because he decided he wants to go back and watch all previous seasons of Love is Blind.
Oh my, you haven't watched the reunion?
No, I watched it. I didn't let him watch it because I knew there were people that came back
who were together.
And I didn't want it to spoil because he was like, I think I want to watch this from the beginning. And I was like, well, let me tell you something. This season is actually the least unhinged.
Yep.
So get fucking buckle up.
Yeah.
So we're on season one now. And I was... It's crazy the amount of predictions he's made and he's so confident in. Uh-huh. And then I'm like,
and you're like, sure thing, brother.
I hope that you're not watching this right now, Corey. And if you are, don't watch. But there are certain people he's saying that he's like, these are endgame. And I was like, mm-mm. Although he did say that if Lauren and Cameron don't get married, he's done watching. I was like, that's fair. I feel like we were all thinking. Yeah. Except,
I mean, we were and we weren't because we were like,
I can call him a serial killer. Sure.
He had weird energy.
Well, now that I'm watching it back with new eyes and we're having conversations about it, I think
that... Has he rapped yet?
Yes. And Corey paused it.
No.
He paused it and he looks at me and he goes, that was actually pretty fucking good. I was like, this is not the reaction I thought that you would have.
No. Serial killer.
Both of you. But I'm seeing things in a different light now that I know. So I can kind of see where I would have thought that.
Yeah.
But I understand more of who Lauren is as a person and why it seemed like, because Corey's like, wow, but he's always just trying to kiss her. He's just really trying to kiss her all the time.
Yeah.
And she almost seems pulled back from that. But I think it's just the dynamic they have.
Yes.
So that's what gave me that energy. And I know this now. And that's it.
Okay.
That's all I have for you. Now we're going to talk about dreams.
Well, that actually, remember when we were just eating and I was like, I'll tell you on the podcast?
Yes.
Okay. So the pre-dream that I had today, because Sierra, I called her after Ollie had his preschool, Ollie had his kindergarten screening today. And then I don't know why I have such a hard time staying there with their dad.
That's okay.
But yeah. So I called her and I was like, okay, I can record whenever. But she's like, I got to pick up Noah and then I got to do my makeup and then I'll head in. I was like, just text me. I get home.
You're like, I'm going to go home and dry off because it is a fucking monsoon in Ohio right now.
It won't stop raining and I was so wet.
Couldn't be wetter.
So I go home and I change out of my wet clothes and I put on comfy cozies and I climb into bed and then I start to fall asleep.
Mm.
And the things I told myself when I was about to fall asleep was like, we're not recording today. Sierra's going to call me and not want to do it. So you can go to sleep. That's absolutely fine. That's absolutely not true. You have to record, Jerry. Yep. Get the fuck up. But like, I don't know what part of my subconscious was like, no.
No,
you can go to bed. Go to bed till
right now.
Till Monday, actually.
So who knows when.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, what's happening in my subconscious? Y'all are fucking wild and honestly not helpful.
They want you to go night-night.
That's what I'm telling you.
Did you dream about anything then?
I was watching Trixie.
Okay.
Talk about the new launch of like a, they're not eyeliners. They're like play makeup.
Okay.
I don't remember what they're called. Sure. I was sleeping.
Okay.
But I was listening to her talk. And so I didn't I don't know what was happening.
Oh, hell.
But no, I didn't dream.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. This is what I told Jerry to do. So we had a lot of people who were commenting and enjoyed the dream parts that you told on the podcast last time and the little bit that we dove into those. So I was like, if you've had any intense dreams, because I have been having dreams, and I think it's a combination of like stress. I had a stress. I had a stress show dream. I had a dream that we went out. Okay. This is not one that we're going to dive into because it's pretty clear where the fuck it's coming from.
Yeah.
But I had a dream that we, so we're backstage getting ready at this beautiful theater. And so they bring us out because it's normally when we do sound check, we go out, we do the sound check. This is before anybody's get like let in, obviously. And we see the whole theater. It's beautiful. There's like room for like 800 people. It's huge.
Christ. Okay.
And there's like multiple rooms too, but we're like, we'll need like the center stage, obviously. So it'll be fine. And they were like, well, you didn't sell that many tickets. And we were like, do you want to put us on a side stage? And they're like, no, we think it'll be fine up here. So we go back and we're getting ready and they're like, showtime is in 10 minutes. Just like drop it on us. Yeah. And you and I both don't have makeup done, hair done, nothing. And so we're like, can we push back? Like, is there a way? Like, yeah, we'll push it back. Don't worry. We'll seat people. We'll get them drinks and stuff. Like, take your time, do your makeup. So we do that.
Uh-huh.
We go to go out and, you know, if
peek behind the curtain.
If you've seen, we can, a lot of times we can like peek and see people. So we do that. We end up peeking and there's like a ton of people, but we're up on like a balcony.
Uh-huh.
So we are peeking and they're sitting at tables. And then the guy is like, I'll bring you down to the stage. So he brings us down to the stage. We go past the people. They're holding our hands and like, you know, they're like so excited. And then we go down like two levels to the stage where there's just seats. Like a auditorium almost set up and nobody's sitting there. So we just have the people in the balcony and nobody in front.
Everybody over here.
And we're like, hey, are we able to move these people down? And they're like, no. And we're like, awesome. So we're going to do it. But then people from the street start coming in and sitting in those empty
street seats.
The empty seats. And these are people who are very obviously don't know us. Don't understand it.
Yeah.
So we start the show and they're giving us nothing. Up here, giving us so much, but we can barely hear them.
Jesus.
So it's freaking me out. Then you're like, mid-show, Jerry's playing videos that I have never seen before. And I'm like, wait, you're going off script. I don't know what these videos are. Where did you get these? You're like, no, this is fun. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Then you leaned over. You go, should we just cut it? Should we just walk off? Should we cancel the show? And I was like, what? There's still people here. And you're like, I think we should just cut it.
I think we should call it.
You did.
Cut our losses.
And I was like, okay, because at that point.
Hang it up, Kevin.
At that point, we were. We were about 45 minutes in and hadn't even started the first real video of the show.
Oh my God.
And I was like, all right, call it. And then people started booing us. And then I woke up.
Oh, no.
And I was like, hey. I don't appreciate this at all.
That was like my stress dream that I had in Texas. Do you remember?
No, I think I do, but I can't remember.
I had a dream that we had a show and we barely sold any tickets and we were getting ready in a classroom. But there was people who are like, there's a few fangents who have been to so many fucking
shows.
So
many shows.
And like, we know them by face and name. And so those people were there and they were almost like working backstage, like setting up something. Like someone was working merch, but we didn't have any merch. They're like, we're here for when it starts.
You guys are in our dreams. That's so cool.
Isn't it? And so then it's now past time. Yeah. I was like, hey, we were supposed to go out an hour ago. And they're like, all right, I guess you can start it. And so the music starts and we walk out and it's like an auditorium again, but there's no seats.
Oh,
there's like an inflatable slide. And there's also people who are like, they've brought lawn chairs or whatever. And there's only like seven people.
Dude, it's always like the least amount of people.
The chairs are not in any order. They're just kind of sporadically placed around. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't feel like we can do the show like this. I think we need to bring you back to the classroom. So it's a more intimate setting and it feels like a fuller room. And so then I like took everyone back to the classroom and was showing it on the projector in the classroom. And then somebody started recording. And the camera was pointed at your butt. And you were like, what is this person doing? And I was like, hey, no recording back here. What you're doing is so fucking inappropriate. You're weird for that. You're weird for that. Who let you in here?
Small ass.
fast. And then I couldn't find a bathroom. And you know, in my dreams with my fucking bathrooms.
Dude, you got bathroom issues.
I have big bathroom issues in my dreams.
You do. I had a bathroom issue in my dream that I had today, which I'll tell you about. So we're not going to dive into those ones. But there was another one that we won't dive into because I feel like, again, this is...
I love that we're not diving into it, but we will tell you every detail of it.
It's just like, it's funny. This one is not funny. And I'm only telling you this because, to me, it was kind of funny. Only because it's a very clear meaning behind it.
Okay.
So I had a dream that I went to a party with Corey and I was getting cozy in the corner. Me and him were just like, I don't really want to talk to people. There's this like big beanbag chair.
Beanbag.
Big beanbag energy. And he's sitting on the couch beside me. We're just like chilling, drinking together away from everybody. And I hear a commotion and someone comes over and they're like, your ex is here at the party. And I was like, that's fine. I'm not worried about it. I'll just sit here. We're not moving. Like, we're let him do his thing. We're going to do our thing. Like, I'm not going to leave because I'm not a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
I deserve to be here.
Yeah. So anyways, I hear commotion happening behind me and he's like, hey, what's up? And he's behind me and I look up and he leans down and just punches me square in the face.
Oh my God.
As I'm sitting down. And then I woke up because my baby kicked me in the
Oh, okay.
So like, that makes sense.
You're like, I feel like I'm being abused by this baby.
And this man.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't think we really have to delve into that.
No. No, I think we know where. I think we know where that comes from.
But I did write a couple down to go over. And this one I didn't write down because I just experienced it today.
Okay.
But I think we can look up parts of it.
Okay.
All right. So I'll tell you a little bit about the dream that I had today. It didn't make a lot of sense.
Okay.
But I feel like it's, we can pick little things out of it to look up. And then, by the way, if you're still with us and you're like, I don't really give a fuck about your dreams or what they mean, stick around because I looked up an article that has like 10 to 15 of the most common nightmares and what they mean. So,
you know what? I actually thought about when we were recording for the show, we told our first nightmares that we could recall. And I thought about putting it in this episode where I'm like, hey, here's that. And then just putting a clip from
a clip that was on the editing room floor that wasn't used for the
Not
show.
Yet, no. We could. All right. So here's the deal.
Jesus Christ.
All right. I don't know exactly how or why, but we were at the park that's near our house.
Yes.
And they were having some kind of like a festival fair, carnival. Rides are happening.
All the rides.
And this always happens to me. There is a roller coaster that is at that park that we used to run because we were carnies. Like, it's very small. It's a children's roller coaster.
Yeah.
But I used to have dreams all the time that it was much larger and that it would fall off the tracks.
Yep.
That was a constant nightmare for me, was that the roller coaster would fall off
the
tracks.
To be fair, it did separate.
It was rickety as fuck. It did separate.
Yeah.
The cars did separate.
The cars did separate and bang into each other.
They did.
So.
They're better now, I hope. So that happens in the dream. And then all of a sudden, I'm like back with Corey's family and my family. You're there. All of Corey's family is there. There's a lot of people. And we're in like this trailer area.
Okay.
Separated, but it's also like a thrift store. So there's like old clothes and stuff everywhere. And people are looking, and I'm like, this is so cool. And then I was like, oh shit, I have to.
Your thought was, this is cool.
This is cool. I'm looking like this. Look at all these cool shirts everywhere. So as I'm like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom. So I run into the bathroom and I start unbuttoning and then zipping and my pants are down at my waist, about to sit on the toilet. And then I look up and I see a picture, and it's a picture of our grandparents. And I was like, an old relic. Grandma, what are you doing there?
Grandmama.
Why do they have you?
By the way, why do they have you? Like, they captured her and now her soul is in this thrift store bathroom.
Because the bathroom, by the way, is full of junk. There's just shit everywhere. It looks like almost a hoarder's place, but it's like, it could almost be, it's organized chaos.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But there is stuff everywhere.
Yes.
And then just
Goodwill.
And then just a small toilet.
Okay.
So I'm looking up and then I'm like, Sierra, you need to go to the bathroom. And I go to sit down and I realize poopy is everywhere. I'm gone.
I love it. I love that you saw poopy everywhere and thought that must have been for me.
Well, it's on the backs of my legs. It's on the back of my pants that I've already pulled down. It's just out of my body. And so then I'm thinking, what do? I got to clean this up.
Well, you're in a thrift store. Just get new pants.
So that's what I do. So I start cleaning myself up. I start putting on underwear or pants and the new outfit.
Underwear?
All of it. Okay. I need all of it. While I'm there, my
store
mom,
underwear.
I know it's not ideal, but I saw my grandmother
and she said,
shake your pants. Shake your pants about it.
And I do whatever my grandmother says.
So while I'm in there, my mother calls to me and she's like, you okay in there? And I was like, I'm not. I've never so been less okay in my life. And she goes, just so you know, Jesse McCartney and Jonathan Taylor Thomas are out here. And they asked to talk to you.
What in the 90s heartthrob is happening?
I was like,
were they also donated to the thrift store?
I was like, this could be, mom, this could be a worse time for me if I can talk to them. I am covered in poopy. And my shit covered clothes are in here. And I was like, this isn't a great time.
H-A-T-T, not today.
I'm going to need a little help in here. And then I woke up.
At that point, you just got to hope that Jesse McCartney's going to be like, I'm leaving.
Never going to come back again. He's found somebody who's not covered in shit like me. Anyways, and then I woke up. So I didn't know what all I could do with that. But I am going to try to find something in this.
Okay.
About that. So I think number one, what we should go to maybe is roller coaster.
Well, that's a good start.
Because I don't know if I can do poopy.
Well, you might. You might be able to do poopy.
Let's see. What are you going to do?
Poopy about it.
I was going to do this on my laptop because it's a lot more organized, but our internet has taken a poopy on us.
Yeah,
so
I don't know what
we are.
Is happening with it.
Wait. Time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
I am obsessed with clothes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a problem for me. It's a problem for my closet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that's why I'm so excited to be sharing Nuuly with our audience. Because Nuuly is a way to try out trendy styles, colors, silhouettes, all different kinds of things that maybe you've been interested in but are like going to make your bank cry.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can rent them for a period of time and then you just ship them back.
For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing.
That's another beautiful thing because a lot of places may not have options for everyone. And this has so much diversity, not only in the brands that they offer, but also they have fast free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility.
Plus the option to buy what you love.
It's fun, it's sustainable, and you can save because you get to try out a bunch of stuff that you like, or maybe you're like, I don't know, maybe I would like this. And then you get it and you're like, I don't think that's for me, but there's no commitment to buy it unless you really do love it. And you're like, you actually can't have this back, Nuuly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping it.
Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off of your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code TANGENTS20.
Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's and enter the code TANGENTS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month.
That's NUULY.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code TANGENTS20.
Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Okay, it's not really giving me a lot, but that's okay. To dream that you are riding a roller coaster represents life's frequent ups and downs. You're experiencing erratic behavior brought on by yourself or a situation. Okay, but I'm not in it. I'm watching it.
Well.
That could... Okay, well. That's actually... Okay, fair enough. Dreaming that a roller coaster is missing rails implies that you're lacking a support system in your life. It wasn't missing rails. It was falling off the rails. It was going off the rails. If you dream that you're stuck on a roller coaster, that the roller coaster is broken down, it implies that a project or relationship has lost its momentum. But again, it's not me. I'm watching it.
Oh no, this is sad. This is sad.
Perhaps what started perhaps it's about me. Perhaps what started out as something fun or exciting is slowed down. Alternatively, a broken down roller coaster refers to a project or plan that was poorly thought out. Okay, we don't have to talk about it. I don't know if that's
I don't like that you're bearing your soul to me like this. Right now, I wasn't prepared. Maybe. I didn't have therapy this week.
Maybe we shouldn't have started with the roller coasters.
Let's go to poop.
Was it me if I shit myself in my dream?
Yeah, let's go there.
What if it means, should I look up thrift store?
Probably.
Or grandparents?
Look it all up.
Look it all up. That's what I've always said.
I'm never not saying that.
Look it all up. All
right. I love that this was supposed to be something fun, and now it's like,
I'm actually just really concerned about Jerry. I'm watching her life fall apart.
That's what my subconscious is telling me.
Good.
Poo. Please see feces. I'd love to. So I always want to see feces.
And that's what they're like, don't look up poopy. Be an adult. Look up feces.
Way to call me out like that, you fucking bitch. All right.
The aggression, you fucking bitch.
You fucking piece of feces. To see or come in contact with feces signifies aspects of yourself that are dirty and negative, in which you believe to be undesirable and repulsive. Like the fact that I shit myself sometimes. You need to acknowledge and express your feelings, even though it may be shameful.
You know
what?
Hi,
my name's Sierra, and sometimes I have bowel issues.
But you know what? I don't think that that's what that is.
What do you think it's about?
I think it's connected to the roller coaster.
Do you?
I think that you feel guilty.
For what?
For being... Wait, read it again?
Oh, you mean like perhaps that I...
What? Like, I feel like you, read it again, because I had it in my head, and then you went full poopy, and I was like, I don't think that's it. Go ahead.
Aspects of yourself that are dirty and negative and which you believe to be undesirable or repulsive.
I feel like you are afraid that you're not doing enough, or that you're not doing things correctly, or you're not doing, like, in response to watching what's happening for me. You know what I mean?
Inner child wise.
Inner child wise, or even like as my support system.
Sure.
Like,
that makes sense.
Like, because I feel like there is a level of like questioning.
Well, and you're out of, I'm going to do my own right now. It feels like a loss of control a little bit, which is like, I feel like the roller coaster I'm watching is out of control. Mm-hmm. My bowels are out of control.
Yeah.
The people that are there that I don't want to see me being poopy, I have no control over the fact that they're here now and they're watching it.
Yeah.
You guys are JTT and Jesse McCartney.
Aw.
And you're watching me.
That's wonderful. That's a high compliment
for you. That is a high compliment. Oh my God, you guys are so fucking hot.
So hot and so talented.
That's for real.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
You know what I mean? I just feel like there's a level of what?
Because then I couldn't clean it up. I was having a hard time cleaning it up. And it says to dream you're unable to dispose of the feces suggests you're unwilling to let go of your emotions. You have a tendency to hold in and keep your feelings to yourself. Oh, the fuck? This is why I love this. Because I did not expect to be fucking read like a book today.
You know what I mean?
I thought it was just about pooping myself. Oh, the end of that, though, was... You need to acknowledge and express your feelings, release the negativity in your life. Alternatively, it may refer to someone who is anal retentive.
It's just uptight.
Well,
I don't feel like you're uptight.
I don't think it's about me.
Oh.
And I don't think it's about you.
Oh. Oh.
According to Freud, feces is related to possession, pride, shame, money, or aggressive acts. So to dream you're playing... I wasn't playing with my feces. I wasn't playing with my feces.
Let's be clear. Let's be so fucking clear.
That was the last thing I was doing with my feces.
Not a bit of fun was being had.
No, I was so embarrassed. I think we figured that one out.
Yeah, and honestly, it makes me a little bit sad because...
Oh, it's okay.
No. I know that there's a level of... Because of our connectedness and mm-hmm. how intertwined our lives are and how our personal lives do affect our professional lives.
Sure.
And there is
we are fucking tangled.
We are.
And
what
I
a
feel
tangled
like
web we weave.
We wove.
We wove that bitch. And, so tangled.
And I feel like what I do affects you. And sure. So there is a level of like, I want the best for Jerry. I want her to be happy. I want her to have all these things, but also I want it to not fuck shit up for me.
Okay, that makes sense. Yes. That does make sense.
You know what I mean?
Wow. And now my dream's like, I'm going to make you shit yourself in front of a room full of people to figure that out.
The two hot guys that you love.
Dude, what the hell? All right, let's see if we have anything about thrifting and then we'll move on. Did you write some down?
I absolutely did not.
Okay, I didn't think you would.
But honestly, ever since you told me, I haven't dreamt.
I was like I actually thought that I was gonna do that to you. I was like, I bet I put too much pressure on her. On her Euro whatever brain.
My Euro brain. My European brain. No, it was almost like I was having so many stress dreams that it was like a level of chaos that I couldn't even put into explanation.
That makes sense. Mine were all very, because the one I had before this one that was kind of silly that I was like, okay, this is the one I could talk about. The other one I wrote down, it was not silly or funny. I woke up in the middle of the night and I was like, there's someone coming into my bedroom. Oof. And I was like, oh, Corey's coming in late because the sun was starting to come up. And I looked over and he's laying beside me. And so I fucking smacked him and I was like, there's someone in the bedroom. There's someone in the bedroom. And he jumps up out of bed. And
is this a dream?
This is a dream.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
But it felt so real that I didn't think it was. He jumps up out of bed and they start like wrestling.
Yep.
He goes to tackle the guy and the guy has a knife. And it's a guy that we graduated high school with.
Okay.
Which is like, why? But
yeah.
And then he's like, get back on the bed. Once Corey sees he has the knife, he's like, okay, I'll go back on the bed. Also, Sawyer was not in this dream. So that's
right.
That's like the first thing that clocked that it was a dream to me.
Because normally she's there punching you,
kicking me straight in the fucking face, kicking me straight in the nose she broke. And then he's like, where's your money? Where's the money? And we're like, we don't carry cash.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I don't have
Learn
any.
How to fucking
get into my bank account. Yeah. I don't know. Hack me online like everyone else does.
Yeah, goddamn.
Jesus Christ. So then he was like, I know you have money here. And I was like, I don't have any. And then he was like, all right, I'm going to go. And he just like cuts a hole in my screen in my window and jumps out.
And you're like, well.
And then I woke up and I was like, what happened?
Now I got to fix that.
So all I had to look up was
knife
robbery and knife. And both of them were very similar to the roller coaster. It was like, you feel like your life is out of control. There's things happening that you have no control over and you're scared about, blah, blah, blah. So what the fuck ever. So the last thing I looked up was thrift. Thrift store. This is actually crazy. So it says thrift shop. To dream you are at a thrift shop suggests that there are things from your past experiences you can still learn from.
Interesting.
Interesting indeed.
Interesting.
Don't underestimate something that might be seemingly worthless. The thrift shop may also symbolize ideas or skills you've forgotten and can draw from in a current situation.
Interesting.
Isn't it? Damn, my subconscious is working overtime right now. Holy
yeah,
shit.
For fucking me.
It's like, listen, Sierra, remember?
Uh-huh.
These are all things that you've gone through that you can pull from in a supportive way and not feel like it. I think my subconscious is trying to be like, hey, you're not going through this again.
Right.
So chill out.
It's not you.
It's not you this time.
Right.
Settle your... What's that fucking part of your body that's
settle your tits?
Woo! No, like your nervous system, the part of you that just like you're fucking parasympa. You guys know what the fuck I'm talking about? That part that like
yes
does fight or flight
yes
because it's freaking out that what's happening might be. Related to you when it's not, but it's also like you can pull from this and still learn from it. And also, you know,
your subconscious is really smart.
My subconscious is so fucking smart. I'm so fucking tired of it because I need rest. So I need less dreams.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Thank you. Okay. So if you don't have any,
the only one that I can remember is that I vividly remember that I thought that I was having sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up and I was like, aw, that wasn't real.
That happens to me all the time.
That's the only one that I can
sex
clearly.
Sex dreams.
That's the the only one I can clearly remember.
Let's look it up.
Because it felt so real because I could feel the person. I could feel like hand holding.
Sex dreams about someone that you've like never in any way.
I used to have sex dreams about all of my coworkers.
I was just going to say with the fucking cooks at my work.
Dude, it was all of my co-teachers. I was like, why am I?
Why? Because I think that sex dreams aren't about sex. And that's why I want to look into this.
Yeah.
There's a lot of it. That's like sometimes they are, but a lot of times it's more about like you want more attention from that person.
Sometimes the person that it is with isn't actually, it actually has nothing to do with that specific person.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of this. Here we go. Everybody, I'm going to read as much of this as I can because I think that sex dreams are very prevalent and can be very confusing because there can also be sex dreams that happen where you're like, I don't have any sexual feelings towards that person. That's fucking gross that I would dream about that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Such as a coworker or something like that. So to dream about sex refers to the integration and merging of contrasting aspects of yourself. It represents psychological completion. You need to be more receptive and incorporate aspects of your dream sex partner into your own character.
Aww.
Okay, I like that. Consider the nature of the sex.
I said, aww.
Was it passionate? Was it slow? Was it wild? Because the sex act parallels aspects of yourself that you want to express.
Oh, that makes me want to cry because it was really gentle and it was really calm and it was really sweet and it was really just like easy.
That's
and slow and soft.
Well, that's probably your subconscious saying you need more of that
and
recently.
Truly, I feel more of that in my life.
Yeah, 100%. A more direct interpretation of the dream may be your libido's way of telling you it's been too long since you had sex. It may indicate repressed sexual desires and your needs for physical and emotional love. Mm. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. If you're looking, you didn't dream of having it in a public place, correct?
No, it was like in my room.
Very, okay.
Wait, time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
Do you know what's something that I realize I have a major issue with?
What?
It's, well, you know I love my subscriptions, but then it's not using them and forgetting that I have them and still paying for them.
That's the ADHD for me.
It really is. But now Rocket Money is here to help.
So if you have any subscriptions that you forgot about or maybe you paid for something twice and you didn't realize it, Rocket Money can cancel the subscription for you. And they can also reach out to whatever company took your money twice and be like, I would like a refund for that. Or they'll negotiate your bills down for services that you do want to continue but don't want to pay as much for.
Exactly. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, which again is so helpful because if I have to talk to somebody on the phone and I think that they're mad at me, I'm not going
to
do it.
I have to psych myself up for like a week before I make a single phone call. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
Stop wasting money on things that you don't use.
Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/ladies.
That's rocketmoney.com/ladies.
rocketmoney.com/ladies. To dream about sex with someone other than your spouse or significant other. So this would be like if it's a coworker, suggest dissatisfaction with the physical side of your relationship. On the other hand, it may just be a harmless fantasy. Okay. To dream that you're having sex with an ex or someone who is not your current partner denotes your reservations about embarking into a new relationship or situation. You may feel nervous, blah, blah, blah. Okay. To dream you're having sex with a stranger. This happens to me sometimes.
You're like, I don't know who this person is, but we're having a good time.
We are. Represents uncertainty about what is ahead. Alternatively, the dream allows you to experiment freely without having any hang-ups, emotional baggage, or preconceived notions associated with a person that you would know. In such a scenario, you're able to let loose and express your desires, passions, and emotions. In particular, if you dream of having sex with multiple partners at the same time, it indicates that you're feeling detached in your personal relationship. You feel that sex is just an act, devoid of any emotion or passion. Perhaps your sex life has become too automated. One time I had a dream that I was with a stranger and he electrocuted me through my nipple rings What's that mean?
What's that? Look up nipple rings and electrocution.
What's that about?
This seems like something you would do with your friends, like drink wine on a Friday evening and just like fucking look up dreams.
That's what I wanted this
so
to
So I can't
be.
Wait for you guys to listen to this on a Tuesday morning.
With your bowl of cereal and your cats.
Yeah.
If you're a heterosexual.
If you're a heterosexual.
And you dream you're having sex with someone of the same sex, it represents an expression of greater self-love and acceptance.
Aww.
You need to be better in touch with your feminine or masculine side. All right. Are we done?
Ooh,
to dream
so.
You're having sex with your boss signifies your desire for authority and control. You're feeling empowered.
That would be weird.
That would be weird.
Because we're our own bosses.
Sometimes I dream about fucking myself.
I was like, as long as it's not me.
That's fine.
I'll tell you right now, it's never been you.
I can say that.
Hey, I don't know why that offended me, but also good.
I can say that so confidently.
I'm really self-conscious because I dyed my hair the other day and I know that it was inside my ear. Does my ear look? Okay,
no.
Make sure. All right, we're going to do some just quick. This is from a mattress website.
And it was written by the Puffy editorial team. So I don't know how fucking useful this is going to be. But again, yeah. It just feels like sleepover vibes where we're just talking to talk. Okay. Yeah. The number one nightmare.
We're just talking to talk.
It's just
definitely different than every other week.
Okay. These aren't the most common, but they are the most searched nightmares.
Okay.
And what they could mean. So number one is being chased, which I think we've all had.
Yes.
That.
Yes.
One of the most common dreams, if you dream you're being chased by something, then it's an indicator that you're running away from something or someone in real life.
Mm.
Being chased could also be a sign that you're suppressing something within yourself, such as anger, jealousy, or resentment. If that's the case, then the chaser in one of these dreams might actually be a manifestation of your repressed emotions.
Mm.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Two, teeth falling out.
Yep.
I feel like we talk about this one all the time. I've had it. Mm-hmm. I had it only once, and the one time I dreamt it, it freaked me the fuck out, and I've never forgot it.
I have dreamt about my teeth falling out a lot, but not recently.
Yeah.
Like, my stress dreams, I used to have stress dreams all the time.
Me too.
I used to have dreams where people who were in the dream were people that I knew in my life, but they were completely different in the dream, where I was like, why are you so wildly different than what I experience in real life?
Yes.
And why do I feel like I don't know who you are?
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird. It's weird how your subconscious can be talking to you
mm-hmm.
in that way. But in there would be those kind of stress dreams. But then there would be the other kind of stress dreams that were like teeth falling out. I feel like I can't, I have gum in my mouth and I'm just pulling and pulling and pulling.
Oh, I've never heard of that one.
I hate that. Where I feel like I can't get the gum out of my mouth and I'm just pulling and pulling and pulling. And it's like, it feels like it's in my throat.
I don't chew gum a lot. So maybe, but I've never had that one. That's
horrifying.
Wild.
Horrifying. I have that more than the teeth.
Roller coasters falling off. It's never me on them. It's always me watching them. I have bleacher dreams, like watching people fall.
I had bleachers in my dream with a fucking potato.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the wiener.
Yes. And then I have tornado dreams.
Yes.
So.
I have tornado dreams as a stress dream. I have dreams where I'm trying to get somewhere and I can't get there. And then I have dreams where equipment fails.
Yes. Okay, so teeth falling out can mean multiple things. One interpretation indicates a change involving some form of loss in your life. So mm-hmm. whether that's a breakup, losing a job, or even losing a significant amount of money, that losing your teeth can be representative of that.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is catching fire, which is, I've never had that dream.
I don't know if I've ever dreamt about fire.
I don't dream about fire often, I'll tell you that.
No, you're so concerned about it in your waking life.
Like, my subconscious is like, we'll leave that.
Awaker has that under control.
That's so true. Dreaming of something catching fire could mean that you could be aware of a change that could potentially cause problems. This is from a psychoanalyst, Carl Jung, which believes that fire signifies transformation. So if you dream about something catching fire, it could either mean that you're about to deal with a situation that might pose problems or end up being beneficial in the long run. So just basically like a risk reward. But it's a, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Four is getting shot. So when I was talking about the dreams, Corey told me he had a very vivid nightmare that night. And it was, he got shot in it.
Ew, weird that you both had like violent nightmares.
Especially because his was like
regarding going to work, and he was going to work as a nurse, and the place that he used to work is kind of in an area that's not super great. Like, there are gunshots and stuff that happens up around that area.
Well, and I feel like also there was a shooting at a place that was it that one or was it
ours? I think, right? There were multiple that have been there.
I know that it was like a, I didn't remember if he worked at that specific one or if it was like a branch, because I know there's multiple centers.
No, he worked at that one.
Okay.
Yes. While there was a shooting. Yes. But he wasn't there for that one. But he dreamt that he went in to like help people from the shooting. And then as he was coming out, he was shot himself.
What in the Grey's Anatomy?
No shit. I was like, did you get that? Because I've been watching Grey's Anatomy. But he doesn't watch that one with me. Strictly Love Is Blind.
Well, when I was watching The Mole last night, it starts off with a plane that's crashed. And the person was like, they don't crash the plane. They just arrive at this place and there's a plane crash. And someone was like, this is, y'all got me in like a Jurassic Park type thing. And Alex was like, it's more like Lost. And I said, or Grey's Anatomy. And they're like, yeah. Why did so many planes go down in that show? Why do they keep putting their doctors on planes that go down?
You gotta get to those hearts, man. You gotta get to that.
I think what I learned is
I'm not gonna be a doctor on a plane.
I know several different kinds of planes. I'm never getting on.
That's for sure. Nightmares about getting shot are common. Well, I wonder why in America.
That's true.
So dreaming about getting shot could mean that you're fighting for survival in your day-to-day life. This could indicate you're struggling to achieve your goals or are stuck in an uncomfortable situation. Mm. Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
5 tornadoes, obviously, that's a big one, might mean your worries and anxieties are mounting. Tornadoes could also be symbolic of a challenging situation you can't escape. Whether you dream about white, red, or black tornado, they're all symbols.
I didn't know there was different colors.
I didn't either. But they're all symbols of an extreme emotion and a loss of control. So I wonder if you're like dreaming about red one, if it's like anger. Or if you're dreaming of like a darker one, if it's like depression, like that's
mine have always been like tornado colored.
Yeah, mine look like straight. I rarely see the tornado. I'm usually hiding from it, and then it happens around me.
I normally see it as it's coming, and I'm trying to get as many people as I can into the basement.
Yeah.
And as it's approaching, I'm getting down there.
That's wild. So falling dreams, I have. Almost constantly. Those are my biggest one. I think that's why that's a big fear of mine. But 6 is falling. And nightmares about falling are often associated with a loss of control over a situation in your life. It can also represent helplessness, vulnerability, the feeling of being overwhelmed. I'm normally not the one falling. Yeah. I normally am watching someone fall, which is crazy. Because again, I think it's just me trying to be like, I wish I could
do something
to help. I hate to watch people in a situation that, like, I know they're hurting, but obviously, what the fuck can you do?
You can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's almost like when you see someone emotionally going through something that you wish you could help them with, you can't speed up a broken bone.
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'm a fixer. I want to be a fixer. I want to be a healer.
They just have to get through it.
And it's hard for me to watch someone suffer through something that I know that is going to be good for them in the long run, because it's all a learning. I told Noah that. I was like, every mistakes are something that now I look forward to, because he was being upset about making a mistake. And I'm like,
turn my losses into lessons.
That's what I'm saying, baby. Like, I was like, I look forward to mistakes, because every mistake you can at least learn something and you can do better the next time. And so they're never a bad thing in my book. So don't look at them as like you failed. You just learned something. Drowning is 7. Drowning in dreams can be a sign that you're feeling overwhelmed in some area of your life. Perhaps you're bogged down by endless assignments and tasks at work, or you're struggling to maintain a healthy work-life balance. Mm. Whatever the case, if you dream about drowning, you may want to take a step back from your responsibilities and give yourself some time to decompress. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Very
symbolic. A lot of times, I don't do a lot of these, but I can't ever run.
Yeah, that one. Well, that might be. That
when
might
I try
be
to
one.
Run, it's almost like my legs don't work.
You're like through jelly.
It's almost like they just collapse.
Mm.
It's like, it's not even that like I'm slow. It's just that they stop working.
Wow. Well, this is about 8 is being attacked.
Yeah.
There are a few things scarier than dreaming about being attacked either by a stranger or an animal. This dream can arise if you have an intense fear of a specific situation. The attacker in the dream could represent something in your life you may be apprehensive of.
Number 9 is a bug infestation, which I don't know that I've ever dreamt of, but that's scary. Bug infestations, this is a crazy
first
fact.
Of all, I hate those two words together.
Bug infestation?
Yeah, it just makes me feel like I need to vomit.
I want to shower.
Yeah.
This became a common nightmare at the height of the pandemic.
Well, that makes sense.
Dreaming about a bug infestation can have two interpretations. One is symbolic of feelings of guilt, minor irritations, or worries that are sneaking up on you. And on the other hand, these are associated with health problems, which is why many people reported having increasingly common nightmares about bugs during the pandemic.
Worried
about
their health. It makes me sad.
Yeah.
But I mean, I know that I was having lots of stress dreams during the pandemic because I was pregnant.
Yeah.
And also my job was gone. That was the most stressful.
Yeah.
It's insane to think back on that year.
Yes.
And that was something we lived in.
It doesn't feel weird. Real?
Real. No, for sure. Because I remember 2 o'clock every day, wine with the wine, except yes! I couldn't wine with him because I was pregnant.
Oh, I was whining.
But I was like,
I guess we're drinking it too.
Yeah. I remember being glued to my TV, just terrified every single day.
Yeah, dude, that was wild. I remember hearing about the loss of my job at your house and then being like, well, that's it. Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
Yeah, we watched that together. When they shut down the restaurants. Yeah. Yep.
Number 10 is being naked in public.
You know what? I'm sorry. I feel like I'm not saying that the pandemic happened for us. However, I do feel like it worked for us.
No, it definitely did.
Because I feel like we wouldn't have
done this.
Yeah, because it was almost like everything was taken away.
Literally.
We had this and that was it.
That was all we had. Mm-hmm. Truly to look forward to put our efforts into. I just told Corey that and I said, can you imagine if I would have went back to serving after they allowed me to get my job back? Can you imagine? I probably wouldn't have gone through with the podcast because it wasn't popping off then.
Yep.
And then just think of how miserable I would probably be right now. How miserable we both would be in our situations. Because I would probably, I don't know that we would have had Sawyer because I wouldn't have ever been able to build myself up to a place where I would feel financially comfortable to have another kid. And it's just crazy to think about that it all kind of worked out. It did. It's wild. Okay. Being naked in public is a sign that you're feeling vulnerable and exposed. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Perhaps a secret was revealed. You're feeling embarrassed. I never have naked in public dreams.
I don't
Almost
think I do
never.
Either.
But I think that's because I don't get embarrassed very easily. And I'm very vulnerable all the time. And that's not something I'm ashamed of because it's just, to me, it's like, nope, it is
what it is.
I just talked to you about shitting myself. Yeah. About information that came to light. Like other common nightmares, dreaming about being naked could have many other interpretations. It could also mean that you've been dishonest about something and are struggling to keep it hidden. Mm. Okay, well, that makes sense that I wouldn't have that.
That makes me feel good.
I don't. That
I don't have that.
Yeah. Number 11 is being trapped in a dream. Though it may sound unusual, dreaming about being trapped in a dream is a very common nightmare. This dream might mean you're trying hard to evade something that needs to be confronted, whether that's a person or an emotion. Dreaming about being stuck in a dream could also be a sign that you're feeling trapped in a real-life situation. Perhaps you're worried about not advancing in your career or feeling like your personal relationships are going nowhere.
I have a lot of dreams where whenever I need to go somewhere, I either need to go to a different floor or I need to walk through a hallway, it's like a tube.
Yes.
And I have to squeeze through it. It's that so claustrophobic. Fucking small.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Coraline. Like when the
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. And that I would consider a stress dream as well and a nightmare
Especially
for myself.
Because you have claustrophobia. Yes. So that is a very I don't like this feeling at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's almost like I have to get through it. I have in the dream, it's not like I'm panicking. It's almost like you don't have a choice but to keep going through it.
Yeah.
Even though you're uncomfortable, even though it sucks, even though you're scared, you just have to get to that other side of it.
But I have those, but in planes. And it's weird, but I always have a dream about a plane where I'm in the plane and then it takes off and it's rocketing upwards. Yep. And then all of a sudden they're like, you have to fly the plane. And I'm like, what? I don't know how to do that. They're like, it's that or we're falling to the ground. And I'm like well, get me on this control.
I guess I'm about to learn.
I guess I'm in this fucking bitch. And what I'm learning about myself right now is that I think I need to be in control. I have control issues.
Remember when we thought I was the one with control issues?
Well, I think it's just from spending so much time in my life not having it. Now that I've felt a little bit in my life, I think if I'm
delving deep into myself psychologically.
Yeah.
It's like now that I've had that taste of being able to control my life, I don't want to lose it.
Yeah.
I'm very scared of going back to that point where I have none.
I completely get that.
Yeah. Number 12 is earthquakes. Dreaming about earthquakes can be indicative of some instability in your life. Perhaps something at work or in your personal life is falling apart and you're unsure of how to deal with the change.
I don't think I've ever dreamed about earthquakes, and maybe me that's neither. Because we don't experience them. Yeah. I don't know.
It could also be reflective of a change in routine or structure. For instance, if you've recently moved to a new city or country, you might find yourself missing the stability of your old life because you're struggling. See, I have the stability dreams are always associated with tornadoes for me instead of earthquakes. But that's probably because we've experienced tornadoes geographically, and not earthquakes. All right, couple more. 13 is getting lost. Nightmares about getting lost could be a sign that you're feeling frustrated about a situation you're navigating through. It might mean that you're feeling unsettled because of the problem that you're in being new, unpredictable, and scary. And not knowing where you're going is indicative of a lack of direction that you feel in your real life. 14 is being late. I have these dreams all the time.
That's
all
common.
The time that I'm late. This is one of the most common nightmares among those who go to work or go to school. Dreams about being late could mean you're feeling some kind of pressure in your life.
Oh, no shit.
No shit. Conversely, it could also be a subconscious expression of regret or frustration at a missed opportunity. Mm. Perhaps you were unprepared for a meeting, which caused you to lose out on a major promotion, resulting in feelings of anger towards yourself. So it's a little bit of...
That makes me sad if I'm ever angry towards myself.
No shit. Okay, number 15 is hurricanes, which again, I've never had, but I think, again, these are similar to tornadoes.
Yeah, I feel like they could have just like lumped
all natural disasters kind of together.
Yeah.
Similar to tornadoes, hurricanes are representative of intense emotions surrounding events in your life.
Yeah.
Dreaming about a hurricane could be your subconscious way of warning yourself that you need to be wary of destructive behaviors or conflicts, either from yourself or from others towards you.
I wonder if people look this stuff up if they do dream, because I know a lot of people don't dream. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if people who do dream do look into this and actually use it as a form of self-reflection, or if they just think they're fucking watching movies in their sleep. You know what I mean?
I kind of wish that I do, especially after this one.
I
think that mine are definitely telling me something. Yes. Anytime I have one that's like really intense, I try to look it up because I'm like, that you're trying to tell me something.
And I realize now all of the ones that were like reoccurring and had reoccurring themes that my subconscious was trying to tell me something, and I was just severely in denial about it in my waking life.
And you don't want it to be reality.
But
being told.
Yeah. And I think that learning about that, and also I think it helps and makes it easier for you to notice shit in your waking life.
Yes.
And be reflective then. Which then prevents you from having to shit on yourself in your dream and figure out what's that about.
No shit. In front of two heartthrobs.
Yeah.
I'll never recover from
deadness.
The end of that is, if you dream of a hurricane destroying something, it could indicate you're dealing with a conflict at work or home and that you may be feeling scared to address it, but that it's something that needs addressed. So I feel like they're all pretty, again, nightmares and stress dreams are all going to be kind of.
Yeah.
About the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just funny how our brains manifest it to like.
Yeah. How they try and communicate it to us.
I am so fascinated by dreams. And maybe eventually we'll get somebody who's like a dream expert, if that's even a thing, on here.
Definitely is, because someone on TikTok reached out, and then that was over.
Oh, that's right.
Like 2 years ago. Remember when they found my dream about me nursing puppies?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Like, this all has a deeper meaning. Yeah.
Well, we hope you guys had a silly, goofy time with us talking about dreams. And if you have any reoccurring dream themes, leave it in the comments below.
Please. And let us know if you looked it up, what it might say about you.
Yeah,
we want to know.
I thought it was really cool when people did that with angel numbers.
I loved it.
It was so fun to read through and see how everyone connected with everything. But
yes. Also, if you want to head over to ladiesandtangents.com, we have merch that's available now.
Yep. Although it came out today and you guys crashed the site.
You did. And we're already out of stock in sizes. So we're doing our best. It is, we're working with a merch company, so it's not us doing it. So they can they're doing their best.
Yeah.
But there will be more. It's going to restock eventually. So just keep an eye out. If you didn't get something that you wanted in your size, keep an eye out for the site. And also, if you want to come to either our show in Chicago or our show in Seattle, we still have tickets available for that as well. So,
and those are going to be our biggest shows. So if you want to be a part of something that's going to be insane.
Huge.
Grab one of the tickets that's left.
Please
there.
Come. So. When they told us the size of the theaters, we were like, we're not even going to fill up half of the size of that. And we're at 70% now at both of those, which is fucking insane to even think about. So it is going to be electric.
I keep Googling, what does 500 people look like?
It's insane. I know. Insane.
So thanks for hanging out, everybody. We love you so much. And we'll see you next week.
All right.
We're out.
Goodbye.